Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, hello. A new year, a new show, of course, in a new week. Happy 2024. And to start the year off, I'm going to give you a show with someone that really has inspired me, Raquel Reyna. And to give a short bio, she is a revolutionary human design teacher, has her master's degree in spiritual psychology. And she has been definitely on a spiritual journey of awakening since a young age already. And she has been going on and going on helping countless people transform their life by understanding their personalized success code. Her first book is out, Are You a Mutant? And that's a little bit what we're going to talk about today, I hope, but also about who she is, what her story was, and I, for one, am really inspired to talk to her because she is a spiritualized business coach, an author, an influencer, and transformation initiator. I mean, she is so many things. And I, for one, am really curious to hear because it seems that she, just like myself, is really doing whatever she can to follow her own unique expression, her own unique part, and do in the world to make the world a better place, to waken up people, to make people realize that being true to yourself is the way to go. And that is the only way to get that inner fulfillment and authentic success, as I call it. So I'm really excited to talk to Raquel Reyna. And just for this beginning of the year, it's actually nice because we can talk about the things we both believe in. I just want to inspire you even more in 2024, every single week, again and again, to be true to yourself, to be your real you, to really practice that amazing holistic self-care and self-love every single day, to become really who you are, and also to be that person that you deserve to be. Because I have seen in these last weeks, again, even for the festive season, I have seen, again, so many people making themselves small, not daring to say no to people, people who are doing everything they can to meet the expectations of others. Now, I am sure that this is a year now that we need to stop this. 2024 is the year to go for who you are, to stand in your own birthright. And I'm, for one, a person who will week by week do the best I can to inspire and motivate you in this journey. So I'm going to talk just after this little break to Raquel Reyna, and I'll see you back on the other side.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Today, it is quite an interesting interview that I think, an interesting conversation that we're going to have, because I'm going to talk to Raquel Reyna about something that I don't know that much about. Reyna, a human design. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as I always start, I always am so interested in the story about people who become experts or authors, or how do you come from your childhood to who you are today? What has been, maybe that's the better question, Raquel, what has been your biggest stress in life?
Well, I think my biggest stress is just feeling like an outsider, feeling like I don't fit in, feeling like there's something different about me than what the world expects of me. And I never was somebody who really saw myself working in a 9-to-5 type career. I also wasn't the type of person, who wanted to get married and have kids, which was, for a lot of women, that's unusual. And I was a free spirit and an artist and kind of a little bit of a hippie. Like I wanted to travel the world and run around. And this is before you could make a living doing that on Instagram. now it would have been great, but back then I was just broke, and really that caused most of my stress was I didn't know how to live in this world. I didn't
And
know
are we
how
talking
to.
then about after your first college experience, after, so is that as a young adult? What are we talking? Can you give an example of how you felt like I'm not fitting in, how the, what the world expects? I can't perform
That's
that way.
exactly it. It was like in university, when it was time to graduate and people were kind of finding their way and finding a life and trying to decide what they're going to do next. I was on the search for, finding that out, and nothing really worked for me. And that went on for many, many years. I was kind of an artist. I went to San Francisco. I was, a modern dancer, and I was trying to kind of make a living that way, and had a lot of pain, trying to have that type of career. And then I did find myself in a corporate career, in my 30s,
As an
for,
artist, I mean, that's quite
well,
unusual.
it is. It
To be a
was what
talented
happened.
artist and go in the corporate.
Well, what happened was I was a dance artist. So I was a choreographer and a dancer. And then the company I went into was women's health. So there was the, it was that was where I found a piece to connect to. So it was a women's health company. And I was like, oh, I can do this, because I love women, and I was strong in the body, and there was an exercise program that was a franchise. And so I just kind of fit into that model for a little bit. And I was actually good at that. I was good at exercising and helping people. And so I did work my way up into that for quite a long time. It was a good, 7 years. And but it got to the point again where I was like, oh, this is, because I'm also very spiritual in nature. I was really interested in therapy, psychology. While I was in corporate, I ended up going back to college and doing spiritual psychology, which felt more aligned to me. So my whole life, really, I was a seeker. I was trying to find out, why are we here? What is the meaning of life? I wasn't able to really just be happy in a box,
Do
and I
you
wasn't.
realize, sorry, Raquel, I just want to mention to you, do you realize that that is a typical question for a highly sensitive person? What is the sense here? What am I coming to do? And when we know that one out of five people, and today it might be one out of four, is highly sensitive. It's quite interesting because in that time, I mean, we are talking now, how many years ago? How are we talking about?
Well, when I graduated from college, it was 1997.
Yeah, you see. So it's
Yeah,
like, say,
19.
about twice 25 years ago.
Yeah, so it was before, we had computers, but we didn't have
Yes.
laptops, and there was no social media, and really the way you found a job was looking through, Craigslist, basically. I'm not Craigslist. It wasn't Craigslist. It was like the want ads or whatever
Yes.
it was, right? Like there was not a lot of options for somebody who's highly sensitive or spiritual.
Yes, I agree.
You know, and so we really had to find a path during those times. And, you know, a lot of women at that time found husbands. And again, that was something I couldn't do. I just felt that it would go against my soul. And so, yeah, I agree
with
you.
What did the stress do to you? That kind of stress of not fitting in, of wanting to find your soul, what did that do to you? Did you get any symptoms? Did you get ill? What happened?
You know, I didn't, because I was a traveler and I did satisfy my desire for curiosity by studying with different spiritual teachers. And, you know, I was very fulfilled on a lot of levels. I think the biggest stress came for me financially.
Okay.
So I didn't.
It's often like that, hey, with spiritual people or people on a quest, that financially you start, that's interesting.
You start to struggle financially. Mm. And I think because either, you know, you sacrifice in order to make the money, which when I was in the corporate, at first it was really fun because I was, you know, it was just starting out in these little fitness clubs and I enjoyed it. But then once I was working in offices and like the stress and working my way up, the stress of that career was not authentic for me.
Mm.
And it did not satisfy, you know, but it took me a good like 3 or 4 years to feel the stress and to feel like this isn't working. And then to have the courage, because now we're talking,
yes,
I'm in my 40s, you know?
Yes.
So now I'm in my 40s. I can't just like sleep on people's couches and travel and kind of get away with it, you know? So I'm in my 40s and I've actually bought a house and I'm still single. At that time, I do now have my partner, but you know, we met late in my 40s. So he has, a daughter who's now my stepdaughter, but she's already in her 20s now.
Mm.
So I never, you know, it wasn't like I raised children, but I was in that corporate career. But at that time I was still single, thinking if I leave this, I don't know what to do.
So what was the courage that you needed? Because courage is such a big thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. Mm. So what happened was I decided that the step that I took was I decided to buy a brick and mortar business for passive income, I thought. And what happened was I invested my whole life savings into that business. Yeah. And it fell apart. So that was the pinnacle of the stress. The pinnacle of the stress was that I had sunk all my money into this thing and I was working from sunrise to sunset. And then I had just met my now partner, Davidian. And at that time, as I was running this, it was a juice bar, raw vegan, you know, where they do juice and smoothies and whatever. And I found out, this is when I was brought to Human Design.
Yes.
I found out that I was a splenic projector in Human Design. And when I started
studying. What does that mean? Because as anyone listening now, hearing your story, what is Human Design and what does it mean, what you're talking about?
Yeah. So Human Design is a system of understanding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses astrology. It uses the I Ching, the chakra system, the ancient Kabbalah, and also modern day sciences. And it puts things together. Yeah, it's really fascinating. And I love to study too.
Yeah.
I love to study things I'm interested in, you know, and I'm very curious about spiritual topics. And so when I was brought to this knowledge, I thought what it does is it kind of gives you a map of who you are. And then it gives you a strategy and it says, okay, if you're this, then try this.
Mm.
And it's an experiment. So it's like, okay, if you're having trouble with your life, nothing's manifesting, even though you study law of attraction, you might study this, you might study that. And if you're still nothing's working for you, it could be because of what we call in Human Design, your aura type. And everybody has a different aura. So the aura type
the energetic field.
Your energetic field and how it interacts with other people. And so what Human Design says is we're all here to interact with other people differently.
Yes.
And so I found out about this aura type, which is splenic projectors, what mine is. And the specific strategy for that is that you need to wait for people to recognize you first before hustling in the world, before going out there and hustling. And I was like, oh my God, all I do is hustle. I'm always hustling. I'm always like trying to make. And that was the biggest thing with corporate. I kept trying to get out by starting different businesses, and I would do all these little things, and nothing worked. And
So are you
so,
saying that you need to go more into acceptance, surrender, like the feminine energy, more into instead of the striving? Is that what you're saying?
it is like that for me, but they see there's another type called a manifestor,
Yes.
and that is only 8% of the population. And they actually are here to take action, which would be more typically known as the masculine, but it doesn't matter if you're male or female in
No,
this
of
system.
course, we all have
Right.
masculine and feminine
We have
energy.
masculine and feminine, exactly. So it's kind of teaching you like which is going to work best and why and how, you
Yes,
know?
okay.
And so
So what was it for you?
For me, it was realizing projectors. There's a couple things about projectors is that we're not designed to work a full 9-hour day. And that is something I've always known about myself. Like, I've always known, like, I'm not designed for that. But what do I do? Now, this, I just got to this knowledge, like, you know, maybe over 10 years ago now. So I'm in my 40s, right? And so, it's the way that I'm integrating this information at this stage of my life is very
Course.
different than,
Of
you know, if
course.
someone was brought to the knowledge a little bit younger or earlier or, you know,
Yes.
so I'm realizing that like, wow, you know, I really have been struggling working and not fitting in. And then when you look at my human design chart, it explains everything. It's like, okay, you know, that you need to be acknowledged for your spiritual. You need to, you know, and all of these kind of things started
Makes
appearing and
sense.
it all started to make sense. And then they say, now, if this makes sense, here's the experiment. Try your strategy for a couple years and see if it works. If
Okay.
it works for you, then great. So I'm here in this position where I'm still in my corporate career. I bought this brick and mortar juice bar. I'm thinking that the brick and mortar juice bar will help me get out. But I'm so burned out and so fried, and I'm like at the pinnacle of stress, like where you're coming home, you're crying, you're on the bathroom floor, you can't get up. You're crying, your accountant's telling you're going to lose your home, you're going to lose all the money you invested because this store is sinking all of your money. It's a black hole. You're going to lose it all. You need to get up in the morning and show up at that store and figure out what's going on. And I just went into this place of let the chips fall where they may, like a deep surrender. And
Yes.
I just slept in. I stayed home. I mean, I quit the corporate career. That's where the courage came from, was like
Yes.
it was the death. You know, it was either you're gonna die or you're gonna quit and figure this out. And for me, the human design knowledge is what I kind of I used it as a lifeline because I woke up and I would study and I would wake up and I'd be like, oh my God, this is so accurate. And they say if you live your design, everything works out for you. It's kind of like the same thing. If you're your authentic self, something will work out. You'll figure it out. You'll
Of
if
course.
you're authentic and you don't try and squeeze in and try and mold yourself, then all the pieces start to fall in place. But
That's what
even
the
if you
show is about, Raquel. So it's very nice that you are mentioning it, because anyone listening to, you know, my brand is Living Authentic Success, and that is what it's all about. From stress to authentic success means, as long as you are not true to yourself and living your authentic self, your authentic being, there's no success that is going to fulfill you. Is that what you experienced?
that is 100% also the motto of human design. Human design is opening up your authentic self and being true to yourself. And then once you're true to yourself, everything works out in your life. I mean, it's literally that exact same energy, it's exact same, you know, frequency. And I truly believe that with all my soul. I think the thing is with me is I didn't know my authentic self, and human design helped me map it out, because I didn't understand myself, even though I had done spiritual research, I had done psychology, I'd done therapy, I'd done all these things, but I didn't understand it. And I think that has to do with everybody, you know, everybody learns differently.
Yes.
And everybody understands themselves differently. And so human design is just one map where it's like, here's one way to kind of figure out who you are. There's a lot of ways to figure it out.
And what works for you is the ideal. It's like a doctor that helps you and that, you know, is the one that you want to, you know, how do you say that? Like put on a pedestal, and that's how it goes. And the teacher comes along when the student is ready. So if human design was that at that moment for you, you see, that's how it works.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works. And I really do think right now we're in a very interesting time in history where there are a lot of different things that help us understand. And there's a lot of different tools. There's a lot of different tools to help us wake up and help us find our authentic self and help us heal and help us, you know, it's just a matter of really needing it, asking for it, and kind of getting to that breaking point of like stress, right? The stress is like such a good word, because it really is that stressing is at that breaking point where you're like, I'm so stressed out, right?
Well, did you experience just tell us a little bit, did you experience that red light, that, you know, with your back to the wall? And because that's what I feel in my practice often needs to happen, you know, the crisis, the illness, the burnout, the being on the bathroom floor, that desperate before we actually realize that it's just that. Have you experienced it that way?
Absolutely, 100%. I do think that people get to that, you know, where they're this, you know, at the marriage that doesn't work for them, where they're just like suffocating, and or the career, or an illness, or burnout. Yes, absolutely. I think we get driven, because as long as you're just kind of like going about your day to day, it's easy to not self-reflect or take those big leaps of courage.
I agree.
You know, I don't know if I would have taken such a huge leap of courage while corporate was kind of nice for me. And I did work from home, and it was a great amount of money. And, you know, it worked for a lot of years. It really had to get to that point where it was like my soul was crying so loud. Yes. Because it's very scary to change. And especially as we get older, it's scary to make those big changes and to, you know, to risk financial risk. You know, these are the things when you're in your 20s, you can risk these things. But when you get older, it's a lot scarier. Yes. And a lot of people just say, forget it. You know, I don't want to leave this marriage. I don't want to leave this job. I don't want to do all that. So the breaking point helps.
So what would be the first step if you would advise to anyone listening in this show, being stuck, being so stressed, being burned out, or not knowing where, what, being the highly sensitive that feels that, what is the sense? What am I here to do? What is the first step that, or the first advice that you would give to them?
Well, because, you know, the human design map is really one of the major tools that I use in my coaching and in my practice. So I always tell people to grab their human design chart, you know, grab their free chart and look at the map and see if something kind of calls to you. So when I first saw my chart, I saw projector. There's five different aura types. You know, some people, when they see, oh, I'm a manifestor, I'm a manifesting generator, it calls to them and they don't even know why. Okay. It's like, and plus now there's so much information on it. We have a YouTube channel as well where you can kind of get the basics, and, you know, there's a lot of information. And you can, you know, you look at your aura type. And I mean, that's why I wrote the book too, because it's like, it kind of gives you this little map so that people can just do a small investment and kind of get the basics. Because I mean, when I was looking, there wasn't as much information out there, and so it took a lot of digging to really figure this stuff out. And so, to me, it's a map that's incredibly useful.
Where did the title from your book come from? Are You a Mutant? I mean, it's quite a different title. Is the mutant, is that what we talked about in the beginning of the interview around I didn't fit in, I felt myself as an alien? Is that what it's all about?
That's exactly it, because that is shown in our human design chart. You're shown there's okay. So there's two reasons why I named it that. One is that when there's different circuits inside your being, which is shown in your human design chart. There's an individual circuit, there's a tribal or collective, and the individual circuitry will not fit in. So they won't fit into traditional family models, which is me. You're not going to fit into traditional work models, which was me, you know? So, and then what I noticed before I wrote the book, all my clients that came to me were all individuals and they were suffering, you know, they didn't fit in places and they felt like outsiders and they felt what we call lovingly as the mutant. And so they were all coming to me. You know, I had so many people who were like in religious, you know, born in very deep tribal religious groups where they're like, I don't know, I've been in my whole life and I don't fit in here. And like things like that, where their whole life was built around these tribal institutions.
Can
And
I ask
so
you, do you still have the feeling today that you are a mutant? I found that quite an interesting question because I have my 30-year-old daughter who often says to me, Mom, I don't know, but I think I'm an alien on this planet, you know? So are you still feeling today as a mutant?
well, I think now because I've surrounded myself with so many people that just accept me for who I
Yeah,
am, and I have a
community.
very different lifestyle, you know, I like when I was in corporate, I was the only woman who wasn't married and didn't have kids in her 40s. So they just made me feel like there was something wrong with me. So I was in that environment. So day in and day out, I was really embarrassed of like, you know, like I felt like ashamed of who I was. Now I have friends of all ages, of all different, you know, models. Some are married, some have kids, some aren't. You know, I have all different types of people around me that just kind of do accept people for being different. And I do also think the times we're in now,
Yes,
you know,
different.
is a little bit easier, but everyone feels like an outsider in different things, you know, depending on what it is. And so, you know, there's this one other piece to this puzzle that I think is really important. If you study the maps of astrology, we're in a time where the wheel is changing and we're moving into a different era. Now, a lot of spiritual teachers talk about this and they see it in different ways. And in human design, it's mapped out that we're going into the age of the individual. Whereas we were in a tribal age for 411 years, we were in a cycle that, like, you really should get married, you should work the 9 to 5 and then retire and then get the 401k, and you should have kids and you should have 2 kids and you should live in the white picket fence and all of these things. That's actually seen in the human design when you chart it out. That was the era that we were in for 400 years, and that's starting to break down. And so in the book, I break that down for people so they can see that like things are changing. And within the next 10 years, this individual, which basically is more about finding your unique expression, finding out who you are, rather than fitting into like this model, like, okay, let's even when you go to school or you go to even to the university, it's like boom, 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 you got to fit in here. And we're kind of conditioned to squeeze ourselves to fit in. That model is breaking down
I'm
according
so
to human
happy you
design.
say that, Raquel, but because I, for, you know, I'm a grandmother of four, I'm 62, I'm almost 10 years older than you are, and even I
Oh my God,
see,
you look amazing. I think you
No.
That's
That's
so
the
funny. You're
camera.
like, you look so young. I'm
That's
like,
the camera
so
doing
young.
miracles. I mean, you look in your 30s as well. So, but let's be honest here. I think we are going into an age where it's all about self-actualization. You know, it is so important to become aware. And that doesn't mean that we can't be in a mindset of serving, of service, because I still think it's very important, but it's the meaning full life that we are meant to live, and not the outside roles of responsibility and caring for, you know, everyone around us and not for ourselves. It's about the fulfillment. Don't you agree? It's about the inner fulfillment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's really changing. And I think it's
Yes.
really a different time and a time where people have to find that self-fulfilling because there's just, I mean, otherwise, that's when we start to see the symptoms appear, the
Yes,
illnesses,
the
the
illnesses.
stress.
I
You
agree.
know, and just being very uncomfortable. I think there's a lot of mental health, a lot of depression, a lot of people feeling anxiety. And then, you know, the only answer for that is the medications. When really, if you really do your self-actualizing and really self-express and move into service, move into finding yourself, moving into joy, moving into things that make you feel good. That helps alleviate all of those kind of symptoms and
I
pain
agree.
and
Instead of
stress and
filling up yourself, I always say, instead of filling up yourself, the, you know, the emotional eating, the eating disorders, the anxiety, like you say, the obesitas, the diabetes, it's all coming from that unfulfillment, from that emptiness within, because we have been, you know, living to fulfill all the expectations of the outside world, and not, you know, not our inner voice and our inner mission. So thank you for that. Now, you know, the time goes quickly, and I just want to ask you, anyone listening, is there Raquel herself? Is there a statement, a quote that you live by that you would like to share here that you find that has helped you through this, or that can help anyone listening today?
most important, I don't know if it's a specific quote, but I do think that it's really about this radical self-reliance and really loving and learning about who you are. And however you need to do that, don't look outside of yourself. Don't, you know, go to other people to for answers. It's about
Agree.
really being able to tune in inside and really figuring out your the truth within.
Wow, that's for me the definition of authentic success. So thank you so much. Just give us a little idea of where we can find you and where we can find your book. Is it anywhere? Do we go to your website? Do we go, what, how do we do this?
Yeah, so Are You a Mutant is available on Amazon and Audible. And then if you go to RaquelReyna.com or Raquel and Davidian, that's my partner, we work together, you can get your free human design chart. And so
Yes,
if you get
we'll
your
put it in the on the website, and we'll put it, and I'll mention it again in the outro for people. So thank you so much, Raquel. Just one word to finish off. What is the word? How did you feel about this interview? What is the word that you want to give to anyone listening? One word.
I would say
Difficult, eh?
connection.
Sometimes it's
It is
difficult.
one word. I would say two words, authentic connection.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. That's beautiful. Authentic connection. Wow. Shall we finish with that?
I love that because it's like once you find your authentic self, then you can have authentic connections with other people. I love
Oh,
that.
great. Thank you so much, Raquel. I'll come
Thank
back to the
you.
audience just now after this little break. Thank you so much for your contribution.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, oh yes. Welcome back. Did you enjoy this conversation? As I told you, I could feel that Raquel and I have similar concepts, similar values, things that we both go for, that we stand for, that we really live by. And how I love the title of the book, Are You a Mutant? Just because I can really recognize myself in that. I mean, I'm 10 years older than Raquel, but I really had the same experience when I was young about the feeling that, not that I didn't fit in, but that I was asking deeper questions. They were just doing adventures, and the people of my age were doing all sorts of things, going out, and I was there with my music, with my inner world, trying to find some sense in why we are here, in these important questions. And me too, I was a seeker just like her. And it's of course normal that highly sensitive people go out for their passion, their purpose. That's what we need to do. We need to build a meaningful life and not a life for the outside world and what they expect from us. And I believe that human design, as she was explaining it, and a system to understand yourself, can be a tool for that. In my practice, I use a lot of tools to go into that being true to yourself, to go into that self-actualization and fulfillment. Because I do believe what Raquel was talking about, that we are going into the age of the individual. Self-love and self-care have never been as important as today in this society, where you are available 24 hours a day, 7 out of 7, where there's so much going on social media, in society around you, where there's so many triggers, where there is so much outside noise. So we need, surely, like she said, do radical self-reliance, not to go and look outside, but really tune in into who we are, into the authentic version of who we are. And indeed, once you have found that authentic you and that you are following your path, which is a journey, please don't misunderstand us. It's not a magic pill. It is and stays a journey, but it is worth the journey. It is worth surrendering to who you are meant to be, to actually stop the financial stress, to, so, you know, what you sacrifice to make money, because I can guarantee you that that is just a period you go through. Once you are true to yourself, you will always have enough. You will always have financial well-being. I truly believe that, and I see it in my practice every single day. So the authentic connection comes indeed from first the authentic connection within yourself. And once you are authentic with yourself and you feel true to yourself, you feel fully alive, you fuel yourself with love, with compassion, with kindness, and with care, that's where the authentic connection with others can come from. So I just want to thank Raquel again. And as she said, you can go to her website. Her book, Are You a Mutant, is out on Amazon, etc. And so I'm going to end this little outro with a big, big hug for you and your family, because I want to wish you mostly a good health. Don't forget that health is your true wealth. And I will give you a little wish also that I want to add into here at the end. But for the rest, I was really happy to talk about this conversation, about that self-actualization and fulfillment, and to go inside of us, not to look outside of us. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now. To finish off, just a little note with a wish for you and your loved ones for this festive season 2023-2024. May you have the courage to look into the mirror. May you free your mind of fears, doubts, and judgments. May you fill your heart with love, compassion, and kindness. May you feel your body in total relaxation, balance, and health. And may you fulfill your soul by living out of authenticity, passion and purpose. That's me for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.